Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a new edition of Hameir La'aretz. Hameir La'aretz, where we enlighten the land, where we show the connection to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of Israel, and to the Tanakh, to our most basic, earliest books that the Jewish people have. My name is Meir Eisenman, and we're going to show you how the Tanakh connects itself with Eretz Yisrael, with the land of Israel. We're standing here today on this beautiful May morning, this beautiful morning in the month of Iyar, just outside the Jewish community of Beit El. And you can see I'm standing here on a flattened out rock. And we believe we are very close to the location of Beit El mentioned in the Tanakh. Of course, Beit El is most commonly connected with Yaakov Avinu. He approaches the site and he takes stones, and the Tanakh tells us Vayishkav b'makom ahu, he slept in that very location. Vayachalom v'nei sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magi ha-shamayim, he has a dream and there's a ladder ascending up to heaven. V'nei malachei Elokim olim v'yordim bo, and there are angels of heaven going up and going down this ladder. And Yaakov Avinu wakes up from his dream and he's afraid and he says, Ma nora makom hazeh, how great, how awesome is this place? Ein zeh kim beis Elohim v'zeh shar hashmayim. This is the house of God, the house of Hashem, and this is the gate to heaven. Research has led us to this site. This is one of the few locations that has a several thousand year tradition of being a holy site. The location surrounded by Jewish burial graves. A location that overlooks the entire land of Israel. An appropriate spot to get a blessing that your children will spread out and inherit the entire land. A site on the main road from Be'er Sheva to Haran. We can almost see and hear and feel Yaakov Avinu some 3,800 years ago being chased by his brother, arriving at this desolate mountain hill, lying down on this rock, spreading upon himself stones, and waking up in the next morning and bringing an offering, an altar to God as he promises to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Take a look right in front of us over here. We have a map. And we have over here a map of Eretz Yisrael, a map of the land of Israel, one of the few maps that show the entire Eretz Yisrael. From the Yam HaTichon, from the Mediterranean Sea over here, the coast of Ashkelon, Tel Aviv, Yafo, and Akko, including Eva Yarden, including Transjordan, Hebron, Yerushalayim, Beit El, Shechem, Be'er Sheva. This map is put here by the Yishuv Beit El on this Mitzpor Sanei Necha, on this view. Lift up your eyes. Behind me, you can see the hills, the towers in the distance. That is Yerushalayim. That is Har HaZeitim, the Mount of Olives in Yerushalayim, stretching all the way down into the south to Be'er Sheva, to Hebron. Yaakov Avinu would have come from that area in the south. Veitze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. He leaves from Be'er Sheva and he's traveling north, Haran. He would have passed this location. He would have looked for a little place where he can put down his head and he could rest for the night. And in the morning he wakes up and he remembers his dream that Hashem promises him that your children will spread out and inherit the entire land of Israel. And today, standing here, we can look out, we can look around, and we see that promise begin to be fulfilled. We can see the Jewish village of Afra, beyond it, Amona. The area of Gush Talmon, the area of the central area of Binyamin, out into the coastal plain where hundreds of thousands, millions of Jews live in this area that we can see from here today. That you can see it is a very, very popular place. Some of the school children from the community of Beit El below us have come up here to experience the fantastic view of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is, growing up here in Eretz Yisrael, growing up here in the community of Beit El, the school children for a school trip. They come up and they learn about Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. They understand the connection. It's a real learning experience. It's real for them. It's reality. Behind me you can see Har Baal Chatzor, the mountain of Baal Chatzor. You see the tallest mountain looking out here in the distance, the mountain with the hump in the middle, the antennas. That's obviously installations from the Israeli Defense Forces today. Fascinatingly enough, this mountain, which is the highest mountain in central Eretz Yisrael, in the central area of the land of Israel, some 1,090 meters above sea level, or close to that, And a Megillah that we found, and a scroll that we found hidden in the caves of Yam HaMelech, of the Dead Sea, what we call Megillot Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea Scrolls, or the Scrolls of Qumran. It connects this site of Baal Chatzor behind me, it connects this site with Avraham Avinu. We know Avraham Avinu, when he travels around Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk tells us many times in Parshas, Lech Lecha, in Parshat Lech Lecha, Vayet Ahalo, and he pitched his tent, Beit El Miyam. The place he pitched his tent, Beit El, was to the west. Va'ai Mikedem, and the eye was to the east. We are right now just west of Baal Chatzor. You're looking east. So Beit El, standing on Ha'al Baal Chatzor, will be Beit El Miyam. Beit El will be to his west. Va'ai Mikedem, the other side of Ha'al Baal Chatzor, is this site called Ai. And this is one of the sites that Avraham Avinu arrives, and he builds a Mizbeach to Hashem, Va'ikra B'Shem Hashem, and he calls out in the name of Hashem, as it says in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha. And later on, the Megillot Yam HaMelech, these Dead Sea Scrolls, connect this site with the Brit Bein HaBetarim, this convent between Avraham Avinu and Hashem, where Hashem takes him out at night and he tells him, "Habet na Hashemayim, look up to the heavens. Usfar HaKochavim, count the stars." And Hashem promises Avraham Avinu, "Ani Hashem asher rotziticha miur kastim, I took you out of Ur Kastim, letet lecha at haaretz hazot lereshta, to let you inherit this land and this site of Ha'al Baal Chatzor, the mountain right behind us, the tallest mountain in the mountain region of Eretz Yisrael, a site appropriate for Avraham Avinu to stand, to receive the bracha, to go up at night, to see the stars of the sky, and to get this bracha of lereshet et Eretz Yisrael, to inherit the entire land of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'al Baal Chatzor behind me. Everyone, we've just mentioned, of course, Biblical Beit El. Beit El from the Tanakh, 3,800 years ago. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu walked here on this very land. Yaakov Avinu in this region had his dream. He's promised the land of Israel. He builds a Mizbeach to Hashem. Today, 3,800 years later, we have in the region right below us, where we can see the red roofs, where we can see in the middle of the yeshiva and the central, the Beit Knesset Merkazi, the central Beit Knesset, the central synagogue, the central shul of Beit El, a community of over 1,000 families living here in this same region, living here in Beit El, a community dedicated itself to serving Hashem, to Torah, and building Eretz Yisrael. A very, very special community with these mosdot chinuch, with these educational centers in its home, the Yeshiva Beit El, which is world famous, producing Torah scholars. And in Beit El, we have a tefillin factory, we have a winery, we have a horse farm I'm overlooking now. Thousands of young Jewish families and older Jewish families of all ages have come here to Beit El to make it their home on the very site where Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov walked here 3,800 years ago and received Eretz Yisrael as a bracha. Beit El of today, you're welcome for a visit. Last we can see the community of Pisgat Yaakov, northwestern corner of Beit El. Named, of course, after Yaakov Avinu, has his dream some 3,800 years ago at this site, the neighborhood of Pisgat Yaakov. Some 30 young families live up here, call Pisgat Yaakov their home. We can see their Beit Knesset, their synagogue. In the distance, just beyond, we can see that old Atar Kadosh, that old holy site, that old Makam, tradition of being holy for thousands of years. At that site, we mention, researchers have pointed at that site as the possible location of the dream of Yaakov Avinu. And just to wrap it up a few minutes, so what do we have here in Beit El? We have this site where Avraham Avinu arrives near Beit El. And he camps his tent here in his first stop in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, or second stop in Beit El, Uvein Ha'ai, one of his first stops here in Eretz Yisrael. He camps out here. Yaakov Avinu, of course, makes the site so famous when he arrives here from Be'er Sheva, stopping off in this site. And he has his dream with angels going up and down. And he receives the promise of Eretz Yisrael. And today, of course, we have spreading around. We are just right here, the neighborhood of Pisgat Yaakov, modern Beit El below us. And close to 40 years ago, the Jews come back to Beit El and begin rebuilding this part of Eretz Yisrael. Pleasure being with you. Feel free to contact me for any tours here or anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. Meir Eisenman. Take care.